You're listening to All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. A Roxbury man who spent almost 23 years in prison for the murder of a Boston police detective is now waiting for the state's highest court to decide whether he'll get a new trial. The court heard arguments today about whether a lower court judge made a mistake when she threw out the conviction. WBUR's Dolores Handy was there.
Sean Ellis was a teenager when he was arrested for the murder of Boston Police Detective John Mulligan. Ellis was tried three times in 1995 before he was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison. In June, Ellis was released on bail after a Suffolk Superior Court judge reversed his conviction and ordered a fourth trial. She found the lead detectives in the Mulligan murder investigation withheld exculpatory evidence. Supreme Judicial Court Chief Justice Ralph Gantz acknowledged today it appears the detectives were trying to withhold information that could have implicated Mulligan and themselves in corrupt activities.
They wanted to make sure that the investigation did not lead to anything that may inculpate them. And I would think that if all this was known at trial, the argument would be that...
Reasonable doubt.
Gantz went on to say Sean Ellis had no motive to kill Mulligan.
The fact of the matter is, if one had examined all the persons who had a motive to kill Detective Mulligan, it would have led to revelation of the corrupt scheme.
Prosecutors argue that shouldn't matter. Suffolk County Assistant District Attorney Paul Lynn.
Despite all the motive to lie, there is still no evidence that any of the corrupt detectives procured false evidence in this case.
The defendant and his attorney left the high court today feeling optimistic. Lawyer Rosemary Scapiccio says prosecutors showed no reason Judge Carol Ball's decision to order a new trial should be thrown out.
They had a burden. He had to prove that Judge Ball's findings were either clearly erroneous or not supported by the record, and they just simply failed on both accounts.
And as he awaits the high court's ruling, Sean Ellis says he's looking forward to the first Mother's Day in 22 years that he can spend with his mother. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.